The curious thing about this is that in most families, both the husband and wife are working. Their combined family income is much larger than that of the single income family a generation ago. So, why are they struggling? There are several reasons. Zuckerman says, once they have paid the mortgage, payments on two cars, taxes, health insurance, and daycare, these apparently wealthy two-income families have less money at their disposal today and less money to save for a rainy day than a single-income family of a generation ago. Many in the middle class, those earning $65,000 a year and less, who make up roughly 80% of the people who work, feel they are falling further and further behind, no matter how hard they work. Healthcare and health insurance have become more and more expensive, taking a larger percentage of family income. The cost of housing has risen dramatically. But middle-class families still want to have a nice home and two cars. They have come to depend on two incomes to pay for this higher standard of living. Also, as manufacturing jobs have disappeared, a college education has become increasingly important and increasingly expensive. Many middle-class families are struggling to pay for a college education for their children, and school fees continue to rise sharply. The difficulties of the middle class are one reason why some are now calling for the government to give them rights to health care, to a college education, and to a decent-paying job.